What does the Bible talk a lot about? You know what it talks a lot about? The wrath and judgment of God. Now, people who don't read the whole Bible, they don't know this. Because they're listening to a lot of soft soap, positive type sermons, and they're getting the most Bible from Hallmark greeting cards that they receive in the mail because they're not reading the Bible, so the most Bible they read is on a greeting card at Christmas or their birthday or Easter or something like that. And so those are really positive, uplifting cards. The most Bible they get is on a calendar that they read in the office with a picture of nature and a Bible verse. But when you actually read the whole Bible, you know what you're gonna find? Page after page after page of the wrath and judgment of God. Look at the longest books in the Bible. What's the longest book in the Old Testament? Jeremiah, right? Slightly longer than Psalms, even though Psalms has 150 short chapters. Jeremiah has 52 long chapters. That's got to be the most negative book in the whole Bible, is the book of Jeremiah. And you just read page after page in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, of the wrath of God, the punishment of God, the justice of God. It just goes on and on and on. And then you finally think, man, we're through the major prophets. Then you get to the minor prophets. And it just gets more negative. It's just negative, 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 negative. Are we just going to ignore all that and just preach sweetness and light? Look, how much of the Bible is negative versus how much of the Bible is positive? And then now let's go to the average church today and see how much of the preaching is positive versus how much of the preaching is negative. Does it match today? I don't think it matches. I think churches today are preaching way too much positivity, and the Bible has got a lot of negativity, and the fact of the matter is that Jesus talked a lot more about hell than he did about heaven. Why? Because he didn't want anybody to go there. And he brought it up, and he brought it up. Hell is, look, if I asked you to describe hell, you would be able to do a pretty good job. If I asked any Christian to describe hell, they'd probably be able to do a pretty good job. It's pretty easy for us to describe because the Bible talks a lot about it. We've got all kinds of words that would roll off our tongue. Well, it's the lake of fire, it's darkness, there's weeping, there's gnashing of teeth, there's no rest day or night. If we were asked to describe heaven, we might have to think a little bit and we'd struggle because the Bible doesn't tell us as much. We don't have as much detail. But let me tell you something, we need to emphasize what God emphasizes, and so we need some hellfire and damnation preaching all over the world, whether it's the United States or Canada. Hard preaching is what God had done in the Old Testament. Hard preaching is what God had done in the ministry of Jesus Christ. Hard preaching God had done in the book of Acts. We need to preach the whole counsel of God, and we need to emphasize what God emphasizes. We need to emphasize salvation by faith. Yes. We need to emphasize soul winning. Yes. We need to emphasize getting out there and doing some work for the Lord after we're saved. Yes. But we also need to preach some negative sermons. Why? Because the Bible is filled with chapters about the wrath of God. If it's being emphasized in the Bible, let's emphasize it.